Wow, what a wonderful performance. Just amazing. Great job. Wow, it's just a very heartwarming, very touching. And I hope this ministered to you today. I'm not going to spend a lot of time. I just had, you know, a thought I wanted to leave with you. So to what extent would you go to be with someone that you love tremendously? What price are you willing to pay to spend quality time with the ones you love? I know some of you travel great distances to visit with family, parents. I think Donita went to Europe this last year. Some of you have gone to the Philippines to visit with family. I've got a couple of pastor friends who go to China and even Cuba to visit with family, because family is important. When your children move away, your love for them doesn't diminish. Actually, you know the old saying, absence makes the heart grow fonder. And I would love to be with my children and grandchildren every day if possible, because I miss them when they're not around. And I spoke with someone this week whose mother's in the hospital in Canada. He's unable to cross into Canada because of the COVID-19. He doesn't know whether she's going to live or die, but he can't be with her. He wants to be with her, but it's possible that the next time he sees her, it's going to be in heaven. There is a longing, a desire, a hunger, if you will, to be with those that you love. And the more we love an individual, the greater that desire is in our hearts, the longing to be with them. And the greater the lengths we will go to be near them. What price would you be willing to pay to be with your family? Well, see, this is the Jesus story. This is God's longing. This is his deep yearning. This is his burning desire to be with us, to be with his children. And this deep desire caused him to pay the ultimate price. He sent his son to die a cruel death on a cross so that our sins could be removed, thereby giving him access to us. You saw a video a little while ago about Malchus, and he talked about the veil being rent, the veil being torn. I want to read that out of Luke 23. It says, by this time it was noon. Darkness fell across the whole land until 3 o'clock. The light from the sun was gone, and suddenly the curtain in the sanctuary of the temple was torn down the middle. And then Jesus shouted, Father, I entrust my spirit into your hands. And with those words, he breathed his last. I want to focus on the curtain just a minute. So the curtain in the temple separated the common people from access to the Holy of Holies. There was the temple, the area where the common people came, and then there was a curtain, and behind the curtain was the Ark of the Covenant, which was symbolic and actually where the presence of God was most felt. when Jesus died, and just before he took his last breath, and darkness covered the earth, God took that veil and he ripped it from the top down. And we have heard it so that we can have access to God, and that's true. But more than that, it's because God wanted access to us. He wanted access to us. We had been separated from him for millennia, since Adam and Eve, and God was waiting for this time. He had planned for this time. He had prepared for this time so that he could rip that veil so that he could be with us. That was his longing. That was his desire. And he was willing to pay any price so that he could be with us. This was his heart throb. In the weeks ahead, I'm going to, Lord willing, share with you about heaven, about your future home. We got off track about where we were going when all of this COVID-19 began, but we're going to get back. I shifted gears because I felt like you needed encouragement. You needed strength. Now, you needed to experience hope during this time. And so we shifted some gears, and that's okay. But in the future, hopefully within the next few weeks, I want to share with you some marvelous scripture about your final home. I want you to listen to one of these scriptures found in Revelation chapter 21, verse 3. Now, this is after a reformation of the earth into a new Eden-like earth. It's a new heavens are formed. A temple from heaven comes down and rests up on Jerusalem. And then this is what it says. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. God's heart from the very beginning of creation was so that he could be with us. And scripture tells us that at the end time, at the very end, God's going to establish his throne and he will dwell among his people. We look forward as we get older to going to heaven and being home with him. But we're told, according to God's word, that what he's looking forward to is dwelling with us, abiding with us, living with us. Jesus' name is Emmanuel, which means God with us. Father himself will dwell with us. The sacrifice of Jesus made this a reality. Sin had to be removed from our lives for true fellowship with Father to take place. The blood of Jesus was the cure for sin. Father tells us that whoever believes on the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. Many of you listening today have received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But there may be others listening who have not yet received the gift. But they feel that desire, a hunger, a yearning for more, a relationship with your Creator. You sense a restlessness within you. There is fear that has pervaded your life. And you feel your Father telling you, come home. It's time to come home. He wants to be with you. So will you come? Will you confess your sins and ask his forgiveness? Will you turn away from your sins and invite Jesus to come into your heart, become the Savior and the Lord of your life? Jesus is the only hope. He's the only hope of having a relationship with your Creator. Jesus is your only hope of having your sins forgiven. Jesus is your only hope of being set free from the punishment and the power of sin. And Jesus is the only hope of living forever in heaven with your Father. The price has been paid. Your ticket has been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. A father wants to spend the rest of his life with you. And this ticket is yours for the asking. This ticket is free. If you will just reach up to your Father now, thank him for purchasing your freedom, and take the ticket. Will you take the ticket? Would you give him your life today? If that's a decision that you're making, why don't you tell him that right now? Tell him that you've gone away from him. Ask him to forgive you. Receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I want to pray for you. If that's a decision that you've made and you are making, I would like for you to connect with me. And there is a web page, and you can write that in, just a comment saying, I prayed, receive Christ today. I'm now a child of God. Or you can call me on the phone here at the church. That's on the web page too. And so just get in touch with me and let me know that you've made that decision. But before we go today, I want to pray for you. Father, I come before you. Lord, it's almost incomprehensible to understand the fact that you want to be with us probably more than we want to be with you. And Lord, there are those today who need to receive you as their personal Lord and Savior. And so Lord, I pray for them. And I pray, oh Father, that you would give them insight. Lord, that you would draw them to yourself. You said that no one can come to you unless you draw them. So Lord, I'm asking you to draw them. Lord, they would give their lives to you. And Lord, that they would become children of the living God. I want to thank you again for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the purchase price to be your child. We give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. If again, if you have any questions that you want to pose in regards to the message today and how to receive Christ more clearly, then just write to me or call me. I would be more than happy to spend time with you. God bless you. Have a marvelous Resurrection Sunday.